What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Friend of the show, you see him on the right of the screen, is Byron Smith, Prairie View A&M Panthers basketball coach. He's been on the coach, been on the show, and that's your eighth appearance on the show, coach.
Yes, sir, it is.
Getting up there, coach. Eight appearances, man.
Yes, sir. Getting there. Getting older. Wiser.
You're a very wise man, coach. You're a very wise man, coach. Let me ask you, coach, how has it been this summer for you and your staff, man, and your guys, man? Getting guys in here to work in them out, seeing them improve as young men on and off the court, coach.
Been a good summer. First of all, I'm gonna say it's been a very hot summer. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the weather here in Houston, but it's been the hottest summer that we've ever had. So that's been a big adjustment. Our guys kind of coming in. We got guys coming in from the East Coast, various places. They're like, "Whoa, what is this?" So that's been an adjustment for all of us, but. I think our guys have handled it well. They've been in the gym working hard, just trying to build the synergy, the chemistry. And it's been a good summer. And obviously with school starting here a few days ago, we picked up right where we left off. So things are coming along nicely right now. And so far, we like the effort that the guys have put forth out on the floor. So we're expecting a really solid year this year.
And coach, this summer, was it more of individual workouts, were you putting in some team stuff as well? Because having new guys coming in, because I know it's kind of a balance you have to play between putting in install in the summertime versus just letting guys get better as players.
Yeah, it was a combination of both. A lot of individual work. What we think, where the game is now and how we like to play here at Prairie View, and then it was just some overall team stuff. But also just kind of the pace, how hard we like to play and like to play kind of up tempo and like to kind of get after defensively. So it was just like a big, huge overview for our new guys of our style of play here, our system, with some individual work, a lot of conditioning, pace, and just understanding what we want to do on both ends of the floor. So I thought it was good. And the guys have really been very receptive to it. It's different. But in life, you know, Jay, it's about the ones that make the adjustments are the ones that are the most successful. So they're making the adjustment now. And so far it's been good. We like the result.
And folks, if you do not watch Prairie View play, Coach Smith seems to play very hard. They press, they play fast. So we just conditioning. Conditioning is paramount to play for Coach Byron Smith, because you're going to play fast, play hard, 40 minutes all day long. So talk about the importance of your strength coach as well, because getting your guys conditioned for that grind of how hard you expect your guys to play every night.
Yeah, you know, we stress the weight room a lot, as all, you know, programs do. But more or less, for the flexibility, you know, we don't want our guys to be, you know, big and bulky, because as you just alluded to, you know, playing hard, you know, and I think if you're carrying a bunch of weight and if you're too thick, compact, you know, it kind of gets in the way of playing that style. So more about having a strong core, having great flexibility, but also being able to, you know, to add, you know, some strength. And I think in society, when people talk about strength, I mean, most people associate strength with weight, but I don't. I think you can be wiry strong. As you get older, you're going to get stronger. But just understanding the importance of getting in the weight room. And I think that those guys, you know, they come together in the weight room too. They're in there pushing each other. They're working. You're watching guys that, you know, when they first started, maybe they lifted, you know, 200 pounds, but now you see they progressed. Now they're lifting, you know, 225. I think that when you're encouraging your teammates and your team and the players are seeing each other encourage one another, I think that's really great for your synergy and for your chemistry. And that's what we try to build off on in there. So our strength coach has done a really good job. Got a lot of work to do before, you know, November 6th, which is our first game. But we like where we are, but just got to keep grinding each and every day.
And Coach Smith, you know, you said something very important there, having guys who are accountable, being together, synergy. But I feel like, Coach, the best team, the two teams I played on, were the two teams that we were so accountable to each other, where it didn't have to be the coach tell us to work out or go catch passes or go run routes. It was, we were going to play 7-on-7 on our own. Without being prior to go play 7-on-7 or go prior to go run extra gassers, run extra sprints. And I feel like when you have that accountability locker room, you have the coach, energy, and effort, the accountability, you have a team that's set up for success, because that means that those guys are in tune and the culture is healthy without you having to be the one leading it. So having guys that are already in your midst, coaches, I feel like it's such a key advantage for you and your guys. Give you a good jump start in as you get ready to get towards that November 6th date coming up here, fast and furious.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we talk about culture keepers, and that's why it's always good to retain, you know, guys from the previous year that kind of know what you're doing. And I think we position ourselves to be really, really solid in that area. We've got about three guys that were here last year that understand the totality of our program. No, man, this is how we do things. And they have initiated a lot of you know, individual workouts, getting up shots, you know, getting out on the track, just doing stuff. So I think that that's important. You know, when you have leadership like that and, you know, guys are not just working when the coaches are in there with the clipboard and with the whistle and the lights are on, when you're doing it on your own, I think you've got a chance to have some success. So I think that we're definitely in a position with some of the guys that we brought back from last year to hit the ground running. Those guys have been very vocal, you know, with the newer players that are coming in, and they've been very receptive. It's not like, you know, who are you talking to or whatever the case may be. They've fallen in line. So, you know, we like where we are right now. We like the leadership of our team, and we hope that that will become infectious and everyone, like I say, will be on board with it and kind of start speaking up. And like I say, just being culture keepers, you know, for the program, because at the end of the day, they need to police it. This is their opportunity. This is their team. And if they take the leadership and continue the leadership, I think it can pay big dividends for us for the 23-24 season.
And I feel like, you know, you coach your guys hard, but you care about them. And it's all about trying to make them better players on the court. And what's good about you is, I heard this from 3 or 4 players, that it, once you're off the court, it's gone. It's just why you're in them lines, you coach them hard, but once it's court, off the court, man, you love it on them. But I feel like hard coaching is good for you, give you discipline, teach you how to be better. All these lessons that we learn, for me in football, you basketball, man, I'm almost 40 years old now. It truly helps me now, the things I dealt with at Tennessee State. You know, so I feel like when you coach hard, you take it the right way, you don't take it personally, and you understand that you're trying to make you discipline, make you a better person off the floor, it will help you when you get my age now with kids and family, you know.
100%, Jay. You know, I always say, you know, no test, no testimony. You know, you have to be, you're going to be tested in life. And when you get outside the lines and you get into, you know, becoming a husband, a father, so forth, so on, you know, you're going to be tested. So, you know, we try to make it challenging each and every day. We get on them pretty hard, like I say, but we also love on them hard as well. I think we have really good communication. We have a lot of group discussion, you know, where, you know, we kind of outline, you know, what we're trying to get accomplished. And if something happens during the day of practice, you know, we always make sure we address it at the end, because I think it's important that kids are in the right frame of mind when they leave the gym and they go back to the apartments, that they have a clear understanding of what took place during that day, why coach got on me, why he said what he said to me. Now I understand it. Now you come back for the next day on Tuesday after a Monday practice, and they're ready to go. You know, if you don't make sure they understand why something took place that day at practice, they can be a little bit confused. They can be a little bit off. Their confidence can be hurt a little bit. And then they come back the next day. Then you compound, you know, one bad day with two bad days and then three bad days. And then it's hard to be able to help your players get better and get them closer to accomplishing the team goals first and foremost, individual goals after that. So you have to communicate with them. You know, they have to know people. Kids don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And you have to let them know that. Some coaches have a different way of letting them know how much they care. Mine's a little bit different. But I think at the end of the day, I think our players feel that they're being treated fair and they're going to get an opportunity to play this great game that we're all blessed to be a part of.
And Coach Smith, I'm going to say this. I feel like a young man with you should be happy to be with you because, hey, style you play, you get those people in waves. So if you're in that top 10 of the rotation, you are going to play. And even if you're not in the rotation, be ready because things will happen. Fouls will happen. So I feel like the style you play, fast and furious, 40 minutes, hard defensively, offensively, it bodes well for guys up and down the rosters. I call it staying alive. Because they don't get stuck in that rut. Well, he's only going to play 7 or 8 guys. I'm not playing. And they start slacking off. But your style, with the way you go in the waves, hey, you got to keep working. Your number will be called. You got to be ready at all times. But that's the way you all play.
Absolutely, Jay. It's a next man up mentality. And like I say, when the style that we do play, we play really hard, especially early on in the season. You know, the conditioning is there, but it's not what it's going to be in November. It's like it's going to be in January or December. It takes a bit of time to get used to that style of play in game. So early on, we play a lot of guys. I mean, we play 9, 10, some 11, sometimes 12 guys. So you have to stay ready, you know, and it's a next man up mentality. And it's worked here the time that I've been here. I think we got a really good group of guys right now. We got 15 solid. Everybody wants to play. And that's what we're trying to get these guys to understand now. Stay ready. Your number can be called at any time. And from one guy to the next, we don't expect any drop off. Right. We don't talk a whole lot about starting lineups too early. We kind of keep those guys kind of guessing. If they're guessing, that means they're working. If they already know where they're going to be November 6th. Sometimes complacency can set in. So it's a competition up until November 5th, the day before the first game. But we want all 15 of our guys to be ready because their number can be called at any time.
Coach Smith, I can't believe it's going into your 9th season being the head coach of Prairie View. Has it flown by for you? Because I feel like I've been talking to you since 16, man. It's like, man, it's going on your 9th season being here as a head coach, man.
It has gone by. It's a blessing, first and foremost. I'd be remiss if I didn't, acknowledge, you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving me the great opportunity. You know, I'm one of maybe 115 guys that look like me that are in this business in Division I. So it's a blessing. It's not an easy position to get. I mean, I think you talked to some great coaches, assistant coaches in this business that have been in it 20, 25 years. And haven't had their name called yet to sit in the top seat. So grateful for the opportunity. But to answer your question, it has flown by. It's been very enjoyable, more enjoyable when we're sitting at the top in first or second place, which is what we're trying to get back to. I had a whole lot more fun a couple of years ago when we were number one. But that's the challenge to try to get back there. But it has flown by, but definitely been a blessing, very enjoyable experience. And obviously working with people like you and giving me the platform to be able to share it's been a blessing. So I want to commend you and tell you thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be heard and to be seen on a national platform. You do a great job, JR, and very, very pleased to have been working with you for sure.
You're very welcome, Coach. And Coach, that's my mission as a servant, man, to try to help and serve and help you guys, man. I want people to know you just because, not because you win a lot or something bad happens, they usually have to cover us. You know, I want you to know that on August 24th, I care enough to want to have you on my show. Not because it does happen. It's because I care about you personally, because I love our chats. No, that's what I want to be about, true relationships on this show, and really showing you all that, hey, I care about you just because. Not because what you can do for me, or because something's good happened, or it's the hot thing to do. It's because of what I want to do for you.
Absolutely. Likewise. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Coach. And Coach, let's guess, man, about your program. How would you say your program has grown from moment one taking over for Coach Graham to now? Like, what's been the biggest growth points for you that you're so happy about with this program as you're heading to your ninth season being a head coach?
I think it's just assembling, I won't say necessarily better talent. With the portal being the way that it is, I mean, we're able to attract, as every other HBCU and every other Division I program or Division II program in the country, been able to attract, more seasoned players with more experiences. And once upon a time, it was just kind of like a group or a category that we could recruit from. I think we've grown in terms of just the exposure that we've kind of created, you know, for our institution. Prairie View's always been known as a great academic institution, but I think athletics is catching up. And I think just being able to attract, you know, players from all regions of the world, the country, we get international interest, all types of deals. So I think when Coach Rim was here, I think the roster was mostly comprised of Texas guys. It was a few Chicago, New York here and there, but for the most part, it's Texas. Now, I just think this will probably a little bit more on the map in terms of being a national, you know, mid-major program with beautiful facilities, a beautiful campus, and a pretty solid basketball team. We've got some more work to do. Again, my challenge is to try to be amongst the top three, four. You know, we got accustomed to being there. Like I said, we've kind of not reached our goals here in the last couple of years. Had some challenges, but that's the challenge for us as a staff, and this is what we're trying to convey to our players now, that we want to try to have a chance to be back in the elite and with a chance to get to the postseason. I think it's always been an attraction academically. I think it's a bigger attraction now athletically, Jay, and we want to continue that.
Yes, I feel like you and Coach McDowell are doing a great job with the coaches on staff there. Now you have a new AD coming in as well, so I feel like you all are on the rise even more. And I feel like, Coach, like for HBCU facilities, you all are top of the line, for support, top of the line. You know, I feel like you all are doing very well. I've always loved what you all do at Prairie View A&M and just the community you're in and the fan base you have against Coastal Houston. I feel like it's just so many things about Prairie View A&M just for a young man or young woman to want to go there should really give it a look and see.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Coach, for you, man, in the swag, seeing it get better year by year, seeing the quality of player come in year by year get better, I know you're competing like heck against these guys, but I finally see the quality of talent, the base really improving the swag every year as the coaching has improved as well.
It has, and it's good. And I think now we have a seat at the table now. I think if people question, you know, how valid, you know, how legit our league is. I think you talk to some of the bigger schools, it's difficult to get games for a lot of the programs here in the SWAC because, you know, we're catching up, I think, from a talent standpoint. And I think we got great coaches in this league. I think we have great coaches in this league. I think we have a lot of underrated coaches in this league. But I think, you know, obviously we continue to push our kids and continue to put a good product out on the floor. I think, you know, we all will get the recognition that we so richly deserve. But it's a not a level playing field yet, but we're catching up. I mean, we're really catching up. I like the direction that we're going in. You know, recruiting is really, really, really picked up. You know, I mean, I think it used to be a lot of over the phone or I got a buddy in Atlanta. I'm going to call him. I need a couple guys. But now you're seeing coaches that are going to all these events. You know, you see coaches that are at the Peach Jam. I mean, like, I've never been to the Peach Jam because I felt like, you know, hey, man, it'd be kind of difficult when you got the Dukes and the Kansas and the North Carolinas. But we've got coaches in our league now that actually go to the Peach Jam, which just kind of shows you how they think. It shows you that they're sending a message that, hey, you know what, because of who I am as a coach and my experiences, you know what, I can attract some of the top kids, you know, in the country. Or if I can't get them right now, maybe they go to a Power 5 school, things don't work out for whatever reason, hey, you know what? I remember Coach such and such was there watching me. Hey, I kind of read his pedigree, his background a little bit, his bio. I think I'm able to go down there and give it a shot because I think he can help me accomplish some of the goals that I want to accomplish. So we're on the rise. Like I say, excellent players, unbelievable coaches in our league now. I definitely think that the Southwestern Athletic Conference has a seat at the table in terms of respect and being viable.
And I feel like last year, Coach, when Ashley, those schools played some of your schools and Ashley at home, not forcing you to go to them all the time. It's a little different when you get the band and the crowd, the DJ going. It's not the same when it's not. So I feel like that right there proved what you and I have been saying for years, that, hey, if you give us the opportunity to play us at home, not have to always go to you, it levels it out a little bit there.
It does. If it's fair, if I can use that term, I think we're equally as competitive as a lot of these programs. Sometimes mainstream media, you know, I think they can maybe be a little bit biased, and maybe they are. Don't tell the whole story, but I think you saw last year by how we performed against some very, very good programs. Like I say, we're a legitimate league, and I think we're only going to get stronger and get better.
And that's also not mentioning the fact, Coach Smith, and you and I know both know this, but fans, a lot of the sweat schools have to play bye games to raise money. Mm-hmm. So again, if they get a home game against a Power Five school for a sweat school, it's definitely like a carrot they got to take advantage of. But also, you got to go travel crazy distances to raise money for your schools, mm-hmm. and then people look at your records like, you don't understand what they had to go through before they got to change. So let's not hold it against it. The way some fans don't understand the way you and I do, the dynamic of what SWAC basketball entails with those traveling by games.
Yeah, they do. And then actually, when they actually see the product, you know, it's like, oh, wow. You know, it's like, yeah. But if you delve into it a little bit more, like you say, pay a little bit more attention, you'll understand that it is difficult to travel and things like that. But, hey, I love to travel. And so I like it. I like being all over the country, get a chance to work out in different places, JR. I'm a workout guy. I like to we go to Pullman. We can return that game at Washington State this year. Probably going to be about 5-6 degrees. That's a challenge for me. I'm going to get out there in the sleet, the snow, and just take off running. I'm going to be like Forrest Gump. I'm just going to run as far as I can until I get tired. I don't mind, you know, traveling, and I think it's good for the kids. I think that's when you bond, get a chance to be in different environments. I mean, unlike the AAU, where it's a little different. Obviously, you know, you got 4, 5, 6 guys to a room, and everybody's crowded, sleeping on floors, but you could be in a comfortable environment. You can have good conversations. I think you can really get to know your teammates. I think we as coaches get to know our players better by putting them in different environments, see how we react, see how they respond. So I think it's a positive thing. But obviously, wherever we go, yeah, I don't care who it's against. Kansas is going to be against Duke, North Carolina, UConn, the best U of H, best teams in the country, Baylor, Kansas State. I mean, we're always going to be prepared, and we're always going to go in with a mindset to try to win. You know, once upon a time, it was just about being competitive, put on a good show. Oh, man, we almost, oh, if this didn't happen, if that guy didn't get that foul. Well, we don't deal with that. We're going in with a mindset to try to win, and but also to make that institution feel really good about investing in our program by bringing us out, you know, paying us a large guarantee. I mean, that's all a part of it. It's collegiate athletics. I mean, it's billions and billions of dollars that are made by the Power Fives, and they're not doing it for free. We're not doing it for free. It's about revenue. That's just how it's set up with the TV deals and things like that. So, I mean, in the Southwestern Athletic Conference, we have a place. I mean, there's a need for our conference, right, for various reasons. But now these coaches, they do know that they have a chance to win, but they also know they have a chance to lose. By last year, what we did, what Grambling did, and what Texas Southern did, what we did, you know, against Washington State. So I think it's good, and I think it helps those guys really, really prepare. Not a sparring partner, if you will, like things used to be, you know, 12, 13 years ago. But now, hey, man, this guy right here, or this team right here, man, can really, really, really come in and beat us if we're not at our best. So I think that helps college basketball to get off to a better start. The product will be better, better for TV. I think it's just a really good preparation. I think both sides benefit. I really do.
Yes, sir, Coach. And Coach, now, do you have a foreign trip coming up to take your guys out of the country soon? I know those are very important for a young man to get that experience of going out of the country with some games as well.
you know what? It was a technicality this year. The Puerto Rico trip was something that we were supposed to be a part of, and it was a technicality down the line with a couple other the promoters. Didn't work out. I think Gramlin or someone else from my league ended up going. I'm not saying that we wouldn't have gone together, but that's definitely something on the radar, and that's something that we're going to work on a little bit earlier this year. So if there is a technicality or something that kind of falls through, we got some time to be able to go in another direction. But that's something that the last time we did it was 2015. I think we were in South America, Central America, I think, Costa Rica, wherever that is. I'm geographically deficient, and which was a good good trip for us. But we're definitely going to put something together for next summer to be a part of a summer tour. I think that really helps your program. And I think it helps you in recruiting too, because if you could put that in a recruiting pitch to a young man, I think that's something that's very appealing to his family. So that's something that we're definitely looking to do here in the very near future.
And Coach Smith, speak to this, being close to Houston as well, for the guys with internships, they can network and go anywhere they want to go with Houston, especially healthcare, sports administration, anywhere they want a business. Yes. About that important piece to the internships in the summertime, so they can use it once the ball is bouncing. That's something to fall back on, using that Houston network and Fairview AM network to jumpstart that career once basketball starts for your players.
That, you know, that is something that that's big, right? And that's something that, you know, we've tapped into in terms of future things. Most of the guys we recruit here, grads, JUCO transfers, so they're a little bit past it. But now we're kind of getting back into recruiting a few more freshmen. So that's something that you get them over three-year, four-year period. I think that that's something that we can kind of point to, depending on what they want to major in. But up until this point, the biggest internship that we've had here at Prairie View has been the pro-am and the pickup basketball in Houston and stuff like that. You got so many pros there. Them guys want to get down there and play and compete and do things like that. So that's kind of been the main internship in the last few years. But obviously on the educational level or business, when the ball stops bouncing, it's countless opportunities there in Houston. And when a young man approaches us about wanting to do that, or his family approaches us about wanting to do that, we've only had one engineering major, which Prairie View, you know, is big for engineering. We've only had one engineering major since I've been here. And he did some internships there in Houston. That was 5-6 years ago. Zach Hamilton was the young man who did that. But if that's something that is important to a young person, for when the ball stops bouncing, which is very, very important when they can no longer play, that's something that we tapped into. So we do definitely have relationships. I'm a Houston guy. I've been around here for a long time. I know a lot of people in the city. So that's something that a kid is interested in, family's interested in. That's a phone call away. I mean, we can connect the dots, and we definitely can make that a viable option for a young man to get an internship in the summertime, while they're here at Prairie View playing basketball.
Coach, I've never asked you about this before, but I'm going to ask you about today. When you coached the Globetrotters, how was that experience for you, man? Coaching those guys, man. I love going watching the show and taking the kids to watch it, man. But being the coach of it, how was that, man?
It was a fun experience. It was a long time ago. The only thing that was frustrating for me, I wanted to be out there with those guys. So, but as a coach, you know, learning the different things that you have to learn, and so it was a challenge for me. To try to mimic some of the things that you know, with the ball handling and things like that. I used to be a shooter, so shooting was my big thing. I was the best shooter out there, so I thought they should have probably invited me to be a part of the team. But it was a good experience. We did a lot of competitive basketball, too. Back then, you could play the college exhibition schedule. So I was really more on that side of it, but it was all kind of intertwined. We'd mix it a little bit. We'd have scrimmages, and then they would stop. Like, you stop for a water break in practice, but we would stop for a Globetrotter break, a skit. So those guys would get out there. So some of the guys out there playing pickup, you know, trying to get 25, 30 dunking, all of a sudden you see them over twirling the ball on their finger and stuff like that. So it was an unbelievable experience to be able to see that, how guys could just shift, then they get in the line and, you know, just started with the Harlem Shuffle. I mean, it was unbelievable that they could be able to master, you know, two different areas, playing competitive and then going over to be a bit of a showman. So it was a great experience. I get asked about it all the time. It's kind of like the one thing, I have a few things on my resume, JR, but every time I talk to somebody in Nashville, they, you know, that just shows you the impact of the Globetrotters. What was that like? It's like, it was great. I got my Globetrotter ball right here. So for proof, kids come in and, why, where'd you get that? I said, I used to coach there. I'm like, oh, really? It's like, yeah, you probably should, you know, do your research. but a great experience, a part of the big part of the American fabric. I think everybody growing up as a kid wanted to, you know, be a part of it, or be able to see that. So it definitely was a blessing, a great experience in my basketball career.
Yeah, I took my kids to, and it hit me, Coach, when I was there, that Coach Smith was the coach. I got to ask him about that when I talked to him again. Because I was like, I never asked you about it, but let me ask about this time. I've been there with my kids. I remember he coached there. He was the coach here. You know, my kids enjoyed it. They really was like, they traveled, they came back home. They went to the basketball camp at Georgia State. But then they came back home and was trying to say, no, let's start with the soccer ball handling first. Let's start there. Stop trying to go to the 12 of the field. Let's start right. Soccer ball handling first. Absolutely. Let's start right hand, left hand. Let's start with the basics first. We start trying to do tricks and twirl.
I mean, that in cartoons have to be the highlight of being a kid, you know, watching the Globetrotters and seeing them. So it was definitely something that, like I said, was very memorable, very enjoyable part of my basketball career.
Coach, having a 6 and a 4 year old coach, you know, it's between doing what Dave does in radio, football, basketball. And so they try to mimic me, which I'm happy that they try. It's like, you know, I want you to find your own way.
Yes.
Don't do what I did, Scotty. Just find your own way.
There you go. Let them make their own choices. There you go.
But I feel like as a coach, it's a blessing to have them around because I can actually pour into them the way I've been poured into by guys like yourself. I can pour into them and help them be reared better and show them the way, because I feel like in our world today is crazy, and having a positive influence is having two young black men see a black man father with them. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's very important to me, see my two children get that experience.
Absolutely.
Hey, Coach Smith, I must tell you, man, I know we missed last year, man, but hey, we got it done this year, man. It's always good to chat with you, Coach, and I always love what you do, man. And I'm hoping to see you in Birmingham winning that title this year, raising it up, man, and celebrating as you. I know you can, man. Seeing you happy, celebrating is a great thing, Coach.
Absolutely. Jerry, again, thank you. I think you do a great job on your platform. Always a pleasure to be a part of it. And moving forward, anytime I can help you and do anything to help you and your program and your vision, your agenda, feel free to give me a call. Definitely a memorable and a rewarding experience for me to spend time speaking with you.
Thank you, Coach Phillips. Kind words, Coach, and same here, Coach. And if I can help you, man, let me know. And you've been a part of this show for the last 7-8 years, man. I appreciate you all giving your time to the show, man, because you don't have to do this at all, and you do it. And I thank you so much, Coach. And you've been a blessing to me as well. Your wisdom and experience pointing to me, my interviews and your chats. So, Coach, I really appreciate you so very, very much, Coach.
Thank you again, sir.
You're welcome, Coach.
Take care.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.